Hey, welcome to another episode of The Hammer Drops. I'm your host, Layak. Today, on this Saturday episode of the show, we're not going to talk about Joe Biden. We're not going to talk about the fact that his State of the Union address was nothing but lies and propaganda. We won't even talk about the fact that he's trying to sit there and say that Trump had a 30% increase in murders under him when he was on his last year of presidency, which those numbers Joe Biden got from the CDC, and that raises questions there all on its own. We're not going to talk about that. And you're probably like, what? I'm not going to talk about it. This is what we're going to talk about today. Today, one of our listeners sent us over some information about HB 3239, which directly affects any legal gun owner in the state of Illinois or anybody that legally wants to be able to purchase a gun in the state of Illinois. It's got a lot of implications because it's essentially, with this bill, it's almost like it's going to take away the right to be able to own a firearm. And it's starting up its own registry, which we were all against for the longest time. Remember when Missouri tried to do that? You know, the FBI was trying to do a registry and they want to know where all the guns are at. Well, the state of Illinois, if this bill passes, guess what? The state of Illinois, whether you want to or not, they're going to know where your guns are. And we're going to get into that. Also, I'm going to point out some interesting things because another state has done this already, and it's not going well for them either. So let's get into this bill, okay? And I'm going to read the whole kind of the summary of the bill and what it is, and then we're going to get into the meanings behind it. But pay attention to what I'm reading, and if you want to read it yourself, just do a search HB 3239. You'll pop it up and you can be able to read it. So basically, what this bill is saying, okay, it amends the FOID Act, the FOID Card Act, provides that if an applicant is applying for or renewing a FOID card, he or she must submit evidence to the state of Illinois, state police, that he or she completed at least 8 hours of handgun safety training, approved by the director of the state of the Illinois State Police. Now, this sounds all fine and dandy, like you would agree to it, but you'll understand here. Okay, so it also provides that notwithstanding any other law to the contrary, each local law enforcement agency shall issue a firearm permit to an applicant who seeks the purchase of a firearm to verify the identity of the purchaser and shall complete a full criminal background check of the applicant that includes obtaining fingerprints from the prospective firearm purchaser. It also provides that each local law enforcement agency shall keep records of those permits and make them available to the Illinois State Police through law enforcement agency data systems. It also provides that the duration of the permit shall be 10 days after its issuance, provides that local law enforcement agencies may deny a permit to purchase a firearm to an applicant if the agency, in its discretion, believes it is in the interest of public safety, amends the Criminal Code of 2012 to make conforming changes. So, it may sound good, but here's what is actually going on. So, for all those that live in Illinois that has a FOID card, which we're one of two states that you are required to have a FOID card. A FOID card, you have to do a background check. They do a background check on you, and as long as you pass everything, they issue you a FOID card to be able to buy a firearm. Well, now you got to go through that. And then if you want to buy a gun, before you can even think about buying a gun, you have to show that you took that 8-hour class, which sounds, or, you know, when you renew, take that 8-hour class. Sounds all fine and dandy until, lo and behold, the only places you can go for those said classes are at police stations, which they're already being deemed funded and overworked and don't have the time. So they're essentially going to eliminate the middle person for those classes And we're going to get into that a little bit more. So then you're not going to be able to show up that you took those 8 hours. So then you're not going to get this permit. And if for some reason you are able to get this permit through going to your local police department, if for any reason, like said there, they think that it's not in the best interest, they can deny it. Or if they give one to you, you also now have to go through another background check. So that's two background checks before you can even walk into the doors of a gun store and purchase a gun at all, because now you need that permit. Okay. So say you make it that far, you get the permit, all that stuff. You have 10 days to essentially shop around, find what gun you want, the gun store, all that stuff. So you have to do this within 10 days. If you don't, if he goes beyond 10 days, well, now you have to redo it all over again. So now you're back to square one. So now you find the gun, you're at the gun store. Now you have to go through yet another background check to be able to buy a gun. Once you go through that, the store is now required, and you are now required to give that information to your local police department of what kind of gun you bought. All the registration information for that gun will but now be in the system, which is what they wanted the whole time. But here's the kicker, folks. The state of California has a similar, well, actually the same thing going on over there. The problem with the state of California is they took out the middleman as well. So now the only place that you can go and get these said permits to be able to continue with the process of being able to buy a firearm is to find a police department that you can go take this class and be able to purchase a gun, be able to move on to that next level. Problem is, like the state of California, they've been defunded, overworked. They don't have the resources to be able to do these classes. So therefore, the people that the law-abiding citizen that wants to buy a gun to be able to protect themselves, go hunting, whatever, can now no longer do that because you can't get the class. This is just a way for them to take away your constitutional right to have a firearm. Not only, I mean, the state of Illinois is so bad. We already have strict gun laws here, and now we have an assault rifle ban and all this other stuff. I mean, they're literally doing everything and anything that they can to take your Second Amendment rights away. So this bill goes up on March 12th at 4 p.m. for a vote. And chances are pretty good because everybody knows the state of Illinois is so goddamn corrupted with J.B. Pritzker and all the rest of the Democrats down there. This bill is going to pass. And I know there's a lot of law-abiding citizens that have firearms right now that aren't going with the whole registry that the state of Illinois currently wants. And this way, now they have to. You own a gun, it's going to be registered. So now your government, and this is huge government overreach, is going to know everything that you own. So now if you own too many guns, guess what? You're going to have a knock on your door saying, we have a problem. Or say if somebody at the police department doesn't agree with you, they know that you're a conservative or whatever, that you don't support their chief of police or the county sheriff, they can deny you for any reason that they want and just label it as it's in the best interest of public safety that you do not get a firearm, that you do not get this permit. You see what's happening here, folks? As you're sleeping, they are literally continuing to work on to take your gun rights. Now, if you've seen Illinois and the crime has how it's risen in Chicago, all around Chicago, the suburbs, all of it, we have the migrant problem. They're causing nothing but crime and havoc and all that. You have people in broad daylight being held up on the streets for all their stuff. And yet we have these strict gun laws, but if you're a criminal, it's okay. You're going to be fine. This is what happens And this is why voting is so important. And because who you vote for is why this is happening. So for those good people over there in West Chicago who decided that they wanted to elect Maura Hershauer, which is a Democrat, her district office is at 946 Neltnor Boulevard, number 104, West Chicago, Illinois, 60185. Her phone number for her office is area code 331-465-9661. Make sure, if you're listening to this and you live in the state of Illinois, that you call before March 12th to let her know your displeasure with this bill that she is trying to get passed. Make sure that you contact all your local representatives to express that you do not want this bill at all. Because if we don't, folks, this bill will pass. Our gun rights will be taken away very, very slowly. They will be just eroding in front of your very eyes, and there's not a fucking thing you can do about it. And here's the thing. Over in California, like I said, this is happening over there. They don't have the funding. They don't have the manpower to be able to, for the police to be able to have these classes. And that is exactly what's happening here in Illinois. The whole defund the police thing. And now let's usher in this. You're starting to connect the dots. I mean, they all say we're conspiracy theorists all along, ever since Joe Biden took fucking office. It's all conspiracy. It's all conspiracy theories. It's this and that. But every conspiracy theory or every theory that we have had has come to fruition, come to light. And this is no different. They've been actively trying to take our guns for a very long time to push their agenda. Do you realize the only thing that is protecting our sovereignty, our constitutional republic, is our right to bear arms, to protect ourselves against our government if we so have to? You know why there's no other country that has invaded the United States yet? It's because we have the right to own firearms. And they're literally taking it away. Gavin Newsom over there in California, Mr. Buddy Buddy with Xi Jinping over there in China, China would love for us not to have our gun rights, because without our gun rights, anybody can come in and take over. That's reality, folks. That's what's happening right now. I urge you, if you voted Democrat, you might want to change your tune. Do your homework. Look at what they're doing. Everything that they do is to have more government control and take away from its citizens. I mean, hell, the state of Illinois, Governor Pritzker feels that taking 1% tax off the groceries is good for the Illinois people, whereas we're going to tax the shit out of you when you want to put gas in your car so you can go to the drive to the grocery store, or you can drive to work to make money. Not to mention, with the state of Illinois, heaven forbid if they owe you money in taxes, you'll never fucking see it, or they'll take forever to give you your money, and you have to jump through hoops each and every fucking time to get your money. Even though the taxation that they do is highly illegal. Wake up, folks. I hope that this episode, as though it may be shorter than my normal ones, I hope this episode opens your eyes to what they're actually trying to do. They're trying to disarm us for a reason. And everybody out there thinks it's a conspiracy. Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, do not have your best interests in mind. They don't. They want more control. They want you to depend on the government. Whereas Republicans and conservatives want less government and more control back to it, the people, which is how it should be. But unfortunately, too many people are easily. I can't even think of the word right now. Because this has me just so fucking aggravated right now with this bill, because it's literally going to put the nail in the coffin to the great people of Illinois, especially if you ever want to own a gun here. But leave it up to J.B. Pritzker and the Democrats for many people leaving the state of Illinois. I guess U-Haul, Penske, and all them are going to be making quite a bit of money here soon, because not many people in Illinois, law-abiding gun owners, are going to want to stay here because of this now. But don't you worry, folks, because with every family and every person that leaves the state of Illinois, you can count on your governor and the Democrats to bring in more illegal migrants with more sickness, more disease to take your place. Yes. So with that said, that's where I'm going to end it for this episode. Folks, if this bill, if you're irate with this bill, go check it out on the Illinois General Assembly website. Again, it is Bill HB3239. Make sure you call that representative up and call your representatives to let them know your displeasure of this bill. Let your voice be heard. It needs to be heard now. With that, that's where we're going to call for today, folks. I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend. We'll be back Monday or Tuesday next week for another episode. And always remember, as I close out every show, close our borders, save America, fuck Ukraine, fuck Joe Biden, and for God damn it, with this, fuck J.B. Pritzker and the Democrats of Illinois. I'm out.